Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. Open your mind, and when you do so, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back one of my favorite regular guests, Ada Marie. She is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. She grew up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, where she was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Surrounded by these remarkable seers, it was commonplace to communicate with heightened mental awareness. Being a seer and a survivor, Ada Marie trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicates universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. Ada Marie continues to be available to help those who seek the truth. In her lengthy career, she produced and starred in 32 television shows in the United States relating to color, dreams, channeling, and crystals, and she has appeared in 6 English television productions. In addition, Ada Marie was a featured guest on numerous radio shows in Texas, Florida, New York, and California. For 17 of 28 years, Ada Marie resided in the Los Angeles area, where she taught metaphysical classes and authored and self-published 5 books. For the past 25 years, Ada Marie has hosted numerous seminars for students and corporations and held retreats in the Sedona area, which has led to her present retreat center in Oracle, Arizona, the Golden Oracle. She has created a space for individuals who truly want to make a change in their life, a place for individuals to come and reconnect with their own personal being and leave with a sense of confidence, strength, and wisdom. So, let me welcome Ada Marie. Once again, Ada Marie, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, actually. Fabulous.
Oh, that's great.
Is it sunny here?
Pardon me?
Beautiful. It is sunny. We have sunshine.
Oh,
you know?
That's great. We don't see a lot of that up here this time of year.
No, I know, and we usually don't have it so open, but it is beautiful. Last week it's been lighter and lighter. You know, this is February. We don't expect it, but we're enjoying it. And it did rain for 3 days, and now we've had 2 days of sunshine, and probably we'll have another one or two. It's just, you know, life is filled with surprises, and probably the biggest surprise we have is trying to understand nature and being grateful for the rain and the sunshine and the shadows. We have to be grateful because they all work together in nature to give us a wonderful, wonderful planet to live on.
Well, it certainly is something to be grateful for. And you and I have talked many times about the importance of the attitude of gratitude.
Right.
And just to let the callers know, we'll get to as many of you as we can. We are taking calls tonight. but we're also going to be doing some dialogue, Ada Marie and myself. And one of the things that we talked about before the show was the power of intent and the power of our thoughts. And so I thought we'd start the discussion around that, because one of the things, one of the greatest mysteries that I have found has been trying to discern what's going on within myself and the reality that I create for myself. And it all begins with the thought, doesn't it?
Correct. Absolutely correct. Thoughts are things. Remember, every thought is a thing, so be careful what you think. If a negative thought comes, just say, you're not acceptable here because we have no place for you. In other words, remove it immediately. I think that that's what people don't know how to do.
And I think a lot of, don't you think that a lot of people are just unconscious of their thoughts and can get easily consumed by negative thoughts? And so it's important to remain aware.
You have to remain aware of your thinking. In other words, as a young child, when something happens, you fall down and skin your knee, you know, and grandma would say, what did you learn from that? She didn't address the fact that it hurt or that you had tears. Her first question was, what did you learn from that?
Mm.
And you're standing there and you're hurting, but she's not picking you up. And she's asking you to explain what you think you learned. And if you couldn't come up with it in a little while, she'd say, well, I watched you and you run and you fell down. So didn't you learn something? And of course, then you'd say, I wasn't supposed to be running. Right, that is right. Yes, you can walk fast, but you don't run. So, I mean, everything was always a lesson. And whenever something happens, it's a lesson. I received 5 extra gifts here for 4.5 days. What did I learn from that? What was the lesson?
You told me.
Nobody ever wants to leave. Anybody that comes here for a retreat, a 3-day retreat, they never want to leave. So there's always one extra day they stay getting ready to leave, you know. But this was just like, I went, oh, my goodness, I'm going to make it through this. And I did, and I did. But believe me, that night I slept like a log. No problem.
I bet you did. Let's take an opportunity to digress for just a moment and give people a little information about what it is that you do in your work with people. And people, get out your pens and papers, because I'm going to give you Ada Marie's website in just a moment. Would you like to share a little bit about what you do there in Oracle?
Well, yes. Miracles walk out of here, and I'm always grateful to God for that. People come here to heal. Many of them come to, in wheelchairs and walkers, and they come to heal their body. But you can't heal your body without liking yourself and healing your thoughts, your things. Those things that you think of yourself are what you make yourself into. So one lady came in and she's always afraid of falling. She's always afraid of breaking a bone. Well, she broke several bones, and now she was in her 70s and she's here. And I said, you created it because you were afraid of it. Anything you're afraid of, you're going to get. It comes to stay with you, folks. It will come. So don't be afraid of it. Know that you can dismiss it completely and stand straight. If you've got a headache bounding in your head, stick your fingers to the temples and take 3 deep breaths, long and slow. And I will guarantee you, on the 3rd deep breath, after you remove your fingers, after the 3rd deep breath, you will not have a headache. Now, how simple is that?
Sounds simple enough to me.
Yeah. You can run for an aspirin, but the headache will come back. But if you actually do the breathing exercise, it won't come back because it has no place to land. Oxygen has taken over.
Mm. Well, it should be said that Ada Marie also has a book out on home remedies, and it is really fascinating. Would you like to talk about that?
Well, part of it is on my website, and if they go to the website and to go to my store, they can download it.
Okay, well, the website, I'm going to let you know what that is now. It's thegoldenoracle.com. Oracle is spelled O-R-A-C-L-E, thegoldenoracle.com. So you can find out about Ada Marie, her books, her services, all of that on her website.
Right. And if you care to call, you can call. I start taking calls at 7 in the morning, and I quit at 7 at night. So between doing shows and cleaning house and tending to business at home, I do answer the phone, and I answer it myself. If you don't get me, leave a message, and I will call you back.
And you're in Rocky Mountain time, right?
Right now I'm a quarter to six, so I'm not sure if it's Rocky Mountain time or West or California time.
Yeah, California time would be quarter of four. Quarter of four. I'm in the East Coast, and it's going on quarter of eight.
Yeah.
So people keep that in mind if you decide to call her during those hours that she mentioned. Well, let's get back to thoughts again for a minute. What is the most powerful thought that a person can put out?
For themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Is their communication with God. The most powerful thought you have is to speak as you and I are speaking to each other, to that energy upstairs, because it will produce, be careful what you ask for, because it produces whatever you ask for. I have gone to people in the hospital, and they say, well, what can I do? I said, see yourself perfect. Hold the thought of your perfection. Keep it, and then ask the powers to be to assist you, the angels and those powers that are able to come in and assist you. Hold a thought. Ask for help. You'll receive it. Believe me, it will come. So I've seen many, many people that have got out of a deathbed and walked away and lived another 20 years. In fact, you have a person that is a client of mine right where you are in that area, and they have lived to be, well, I believe that he's 90-something now, and he's still alive. And when he came, he was sick, and he wasn't going to live more than 5 years. And I said, that's a bunch of hogwash. There's nothing wrong with you. And he looked at me and said, I haven't heard that word since I was a boy. Hogwash, you know. Now, that's common words on the farm.
Yeah.
So when he left, and I never heard from him for a long, long time, and then one day a lady called to come, and she gave his name. And I said, oh, my goodness. She said, he lives in Westchester?
Oh, yes.
That's
downstate. Yep.
Yeah, someplace back east.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, he's still healthy, and he's still fine. And anybody can be as healthy as they want to be if they see themselves in perfect health. You have to see that. You have to feel it. You have to hold it. You have to know it. Hold the knowing. I always tell people, hold the knowing. If you get a knowing of something that is positive, hold that knowing and let it grow up and become part of you. It's wonderful. Everybody who comes here never wants to leave, of course, but they have to go so somebody else can come. But they always write back and say, the thing that holds me is this thing, or the woods on that side of the house, or the field in the back of the house where the birds come and eat every day. They always have a place here where they can go in their thought process and be happy. It's wonderful. it makes me feel good.
I bet it. Well, I think that's the holding the knowing that's important, because when you talked about communicating to God as being the highest thought form that you can have, and that that will manifest the results that you're seeking, a lot of people will say, well, I've prayed for this and that, and it hasn't happened. What's the matter? And so I'd like to talk a little bit more about holding the knowing and about the visualization that you and I talked about before the show began.
Right. And that is true. People say it didn't happen, but you know why? Because they will complain about it later. Okay. I had three ladies sitting at the table the day before yesterday, and they were talking about how spiritual they were and how even they were. And about 20 minutes into our conversation and our coffee, this lady says, you know, I just know that there's going to be no way that I can ever move out of here, this country, this state. I said, wait a minute. 10 minutes ago, you put out the most beautiful picture of where you wanted to go, why you wanted to go, and the people you wanted to live around. Now, 10 minutes later, you're negating the whole thing by saying you're never going to be able to do it. I said, can you hear what you're doing to yourself? You're shooting yourself in the foot.
Mm.
And she sat there and looked at me. I said, it's true. You've wanted to do this. How long have you wanted to do it? Well, since my mother passed away. How long was that? 15 years ago. I said, you could have already been there.
Right.
If you'd have held the knowing, the universe would have provided the way for you to do it. It wouldn't provide it in an instant, but it would have brought to you the things that needed to happen so you could make that move. See, you can't say you want something and then negate it and say, I can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
That's like starting a fire and you don't have any kindling and you don't have any paper and you don't have any fuel, so you're blowing on it. You're blowing on it because you got a match and you blew the match out. You don't have a fire.
So there can be no negativity if you're going to be able to manifest what it is that you desire.
That's correct. You cannot hold a fear in your heart that it won't happen and then say you're going to manifest it, because what you're manifesting in your heart is what you are today. You are what you have manifested within you, not outside of you. You've been able to do outside of you because you have manifested correctly what you wanted to do inside.
Well, Ada Marie, we are getting more and more callers. Why don't we take a few calls and we can return to this conversation a little bit later?
That's fine with me. I'm ready.
Okay. Our first caller is Kimberly. And Kimberly, you're live on the air.
Hi. How are you? Hello.
We're fine. And you sound like you are very, very ready with the question.
Yeah, well, my question, I don't know if it's general, but I would just like a message from Spirit for the next 6 months of my life, because I know there's going to be some changes.
Okay, then if you take a pencil paper, because it'll be the easiest way for you to do this, and write down
okay.
the questions you want to ask Spirit. Put it under your pillow. And when the answers come, even though they don't sound like what you want to hear, write them down. When they come, write them down. Because most of the time, people want to know things, but they don't like what they hear, so they don't continue to follow the process. Follow the process. And if it comes that it's not quite what you want, then redo your thinking to bring your thinking in line with what you're receiving, and things will turn out much better. Does that make sense, David?
Yes, it does.
Right.
I think Kimberly is asking if you could channel a message from Spirit.
I could, but she would have to call me to do that.
Okay.
She'll have to call because we have many callers, and that takes time.
Yeah.
And we don't have that time on the air, but if she calls 520-896-9510 between 7 in the morning and 7 at night, I will answer her question. I will open a channel and see what I get.
Beautiful. Did you get the number, Kimberly?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, our next caller is Wendy. Wendy, you're live.
Hi, Ada Marie. Very nice to speak with you today.
I'm good, and how are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. I have manifested two very nice employment opportunities. One of them I actually have a job offer with. It's HealthNet Centene for call center for medical insurance. I'm in the middle of a very intense background check, and hopefully I should pass that. The other one is Pacific Gas. Oh, good. Thank you. And the other one is Pacific Gas and Electric, the utility company. And, boy, do they pay well, Ada Marie. And it's 28 hours a week, but I would love it. I passed both tests with flying colors. Are they going to ask me to come in for an interview and hire me?
They will, and it's you to make the choice. Which one you want? Which job do you want?
Well, I would choose PG&E, Ada. My concern
is then
that
if you have chosen PG&E, then, and David will say the same thing, that's what you will get. Right, David?
I hope so.
Right, right. Again, it comes back to that knowing and visualizing that result.
And then you get the result.
Well, they have a huge amount of applicants, but I also have 18 years experience. My concern is that I may be hired and told to report to work at the HealthNet, and then afterwards PG&E may invite me to come down.
Don't put that out. Don't put that out. Don't put that out.
Okay. All right. Instead, I will think that PG&E will interview me before right away.
Okay. But don't put a negative out. You were putting out a negative, right, David? She was putting out a negative.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Well, then this is what I want. I want PG&E to contact me Monday and ask me to come down for an in-person interview early in the week, and that before the end of next week, I hope they tell me that I'm hired and they tell me to report to work.
No, you know they will tell you you're hired. You know they will.
Yes.
You don't hope, you don't wish, you don't want. You know.
I know.
And you know in
I
your
know.
Heart. And then it happens. Right, David?
Absolutely.
And you know something ironic, Ada Marie? I mentioned I've got 18 years call center experience. It's deja vu because about 18 years ago, I started in that same red brick, big, beautiful building for a banking institution, and they closed their doors. And then I went to various other places. So it's almost like I'm returning home, but in a much better company and like 360 degrees for my last job because I am 65 and just 7-8 years would be wonderful.
Good. Wonderful. Keep those thoughts rolling in.
So when do you see me starting with PG&E, Ada?
Well, in 10 days. That's what came to me. Not for me to say, but it's 10 days. It just came out of my mouth just now. I just heard it, too.
Well, you know what? That's a Monday. So that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
And
good.
I know that HealthNet Centene is going to contact me and tell me to report to work. But I must have this confirmation of PG&E, for me to say no, thank you. So I am picturing that I get this PG&E job solid. I get a letter of employment and a start date, and that they love me and keep me for 8 years or 12 years would be great.
Forever. Well,
yes.
I second the motion. Motion made and seconded. Everyone say aye.
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 Thank you, everybody.
Aye. Okay.
All right,
take
Wendy.
Take it away, honey.
I'm holding that that vision of you working for PG&E.
I am too.
All right.
I can see her sitting there.
Okay.
And
take care, Wendy.
We will celebrate, and I hope both of you have a lovely evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
You too. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless you, honey.
Yeah, that's sweet. Okay, our next caller is Michelle.
Okay.
Michelle, you're live.
Hi, Ada Marie. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good.
So I'm looking at
good.
Your website, and it's a beautiful website, and I may actually come and have a retreat down there, so that's pretty cool to know. I'll look into it further. But my question
okay.
is... Well,
you can call,
yeah,
and I can answer a number of questions for you.
Okay, okay,
if
perfect.
You choose to call me about the retreat, I can answer a lot
okay,
of
good.
The questions.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So the question
that would be the best
the show.
Way.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, rather than science here. Yeah. So, well, you actually have this on your website. So I'm just curious when I'm going to meet my perfect partner. When or where, I guess. Please and thank you.
Okay. That question, I'm getting an answer, but and I'm going to give it to her because it came as she was speaking at that moment. You're going to meet a man who is very, very strong. He's like a business person, well-heeled, and rather timid and shy. But it's okay because you'll be a little concerned because he's so timid and quiet. But there's nothing wrong. That's a good thing because he's very, very kind and thoughtful. And when you meet him, you'll think he doesn't care about you. But after a few cups of coffee and meeting a few times, you'll find that he is a wonderful person, and he'd be a wonderful person. He thinks you're a wonderful person, or he wouldn't be having that third cup of coffee with you. So take it away. Okay?
Okay. Very cool. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right, Michelle. God bless, hon.
God bless. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Yes. You'll be happy.
That sounds lovely. That just came to you, just like that.
Yeah, it did come like that, and I had to it was coming out of my mouth, and I was listening to it to hear what was being said.
You were almost one step ahead of her.
I know. When you said her name is when it came.
Ah, beautiful. Well, you anticipated the question.
Well, I didn't know the question until I heard it being answered, and I was answering it, and then I heard it.
Mm.
So a lot of times, David, what happens with me is people, and I've had some clients for 20 and 30 years, because if they have a question, they just call up and I answer it, and they hang up, and they pay a monthly fee to do that. But a lot of times, if you say a name of somebody, then if the channel is correct, it comes right in, and I can see the person. In my mind's eye, I can see the person.
Mm.
So the voice kind of tells you the state of how the person is, the kind of person they are.
Mm-hmm.
And on being on the radio, a lot of people are a little timid to that, so you have to just look into the auric field and see what kind of energy that they are really, you know, that there really is there. And you get, most of the people you get are people who are very conscientious and thoughtful and kind. I mean, they share. Most of the people you get are sharing people.
That's true. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shall we go on to the next caller?
Absolutely.
Okay, our next caller is Katie. And Katie, I'm bringing you live. Go ahead, you're live.
Hello, thank you. Thank you both for taking my call, and lovely, lovely show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. My question is regarding work. I was wondering, I put out feelers to two gentlemen. One's name is Eric and the other is Brian. I was wondering if you see them working with me, getting back to me, if we'll be collaborators on this project.
I will tell you that on Tuesday, they will call you. On Tuesday, they will call you. And when they do, they'll ask questions, and then you'll set up a meeting before you go to work.
Wow. Oh, that's excellent news. Wow.
And you'll be happy there.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
That'll be good
for
you.
Oh, that's exciting.
That'll be good. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You've made my weekend. Thank you.
Well, you just hold the knowing and you'll be there.
As we've been talking
all evening about holding the knowing.
Yes, yes. Yes, that's brilliant. Yes, I do feel that.
Okay,
oh, no.
That's good. You feel it, you know it, you have it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh.
All right, Katie. Well, I'm holding the knowing for you, too.
Yes, and I
Thank
am, too.
You.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you both.
God bless
you. God bless you. God bless you both.
Thank
yourself.
You so much.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank
you. Sorry to cut you off, but I appreciate your gratitude. I think that is, as I said before, the most important attitude that you can have. I once asked a marvelous minister, she was an urban New Thought minister, I asked her what she thought was the best prayer that you could offer, and she simply said, thank you.
Right, right. And I say thank you a lot to people because I feel that thank you comes out of my heart and it says everything.
Mm-hmm. You know, there was something that she said that struck me, and it had to do with what we were talking about earlier, and that was she said she felt good. And mm-hmm. the thing is that feelings follow after the thought. And I think that feelings are a good way for us to practice awareness, because if we start slipping from a place of joy or peace, we know that something is off kilter, wouldn't you say?
Right, right. And it's not vibrating in a positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
So... but tonight, most of our people have had a really good energy, and they're actually really sticking to their knowing.
Yes, yes, that's coming through in most of the calls. I've noticed that myself.
Yeah,
I think that
wonderful.
They were really listening to what we were talking about earlier.
I think so, too. I think that helped them a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
our next caller is Sue.
Okay.
And just to let the callers know, I believe we'll be able to get to all of you that are on the line right now. We will be going past the 8:30 mark. We may go until 9, so don't get discouraged if we don't get to you by 8:30. But Ada Marie and I will talk in between calls if the spirit moves us. So, Sue, I'm coming to you and you're live.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, hi, this is Suzanne. Mark. Thanks for taking my phone call. I was wondering, you see me and my perfect man, like the last person who asked the question.
If I did what?
The perfect man, boyfriend, relationship.
Yeah. Right.
When will I meet him?
You wonder. When will you meet him?
Yeah.
It'll be really quite, your meeting will be really quite impromptu because you'll be talking with someone else and he'll walk up and you'll all be talking and that's how you'll meet him. You ask how you're going to meet him. You're going to meet him through another person.
Oh, do you know
another
anything
man.
About him?
No, I don't. I can't answer that.
Do you
that
know
question.
When?
I just know that sometime in the early summer.
Oh, in the summer?
That
okay.
just came. It's early summer, honey. Like May, you know, going into June or something like that. It's early summer.
Well, that's good.
I don't know where. I don't have that answer either. I have to tell you truthfully when I don't get an answer.
That's all right. But that's good.
Yeah.
Meet him in May. That's coming up.
Yeah, it is. So, enjoy.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you'll be very happy.
Oh, great. Good.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Dan.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I haven't talked to any of the other callers, so I'm going to announce them by area code. This area code looks familiar, but I'm not going to take a guess at the name. I'm coming to area code 917. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you, hon?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Yes.
My question is related to work. My career, when do you see me working full-time and moving ahead in my life in terms of career?
Okay, what is your career?
It's in the mental health care.
Because I see you sitting at this, the reason I ask the question is because I see you sitting at this desk, and like right now I see you sitting at this desk.
I'm listening. No, I'm just sitting at my own desk, basically, right here.
Oh, okay. But I see you sitting at a desk in an office and helping organize, or as it were, the assistance to the people who are coming through.
Okay.
That's what
be.
I see you doing, so... And you will be working relatively soon. You look like you're working now in that desk. So
I'm kind
sure
of working part time right now, but not
you'll
in
be
that
taking on full time.
Okay. Oh, over at where I work. Over at where
you could
I work.
Be taking full
working?
Time.
Okay.
Yes. Because you look like you're working full time when I'm looking at you.
Okay.
You hold a big responsibility there.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Yes, you do. And they like you a lot.
They like me, but my class is not, like, super popular. I have a small group of people that like me.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep coming.
Yes. So that's good.
Oh. Okay. Relatively
okay.
soon you see me working.
God bless
okay.
you.
Thank you. Oh, thank
I
you.
I do see
I
you
appreciate
working.
That.
Yes, you're
all right.
You're
I
welcome.
Hope soon. I'm in
bless
waiting.
You, bless you.
Okay,
bless you.
Anna.
Bye.
Bless you.
Bye bye.
Okay. I wonder what that knocking was. I should have asked her before I muted her. I was curious about that.
Yeah, I was too, but it was almost as if someone was knocking on the door.
Yes, yes.
But I couldn't see the door.
One of those old knockers.
Oh, okay.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, me too, but I couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I could just hear it.
Right, right.
Yeah. Something good is happening to her.
That's wonderful. I'm sure she's still on the line. And
well, that's good.
A lot of the people that we've talked to already are still on the line. So maybe we can chat a little bit more about thoughts and setting an intention. What would you say would be the best way to go about setting an intention?
Is being certain that this is something that you would want to continue to do for the next 20, 30 years. So the intention is that it will be harmonious, peaceful, and very successful and financially strong, and that it's something that you would not tire of. In other words, a lot of people will think, oh, I want to do this, but they don't look at the long haul because they might not like it if they looked at the long haul. So when people are thinking about taking a job and it looks like it has some permanency to it, they should be sure that it's the kind of thing that when they go home at night, they feel like they did a good job and they're appreciated and they are peacefully tired, you know, not anxious or nervous or worried. So that's a very important part of taking a job.
That makes absolute sense to me. And I think that everybody is entitled to serenity and that is a worthy goal to seek and that we are all deserving of it. And for whatever reason, some people live in a state of anxiety and can't figure it out, and it's because they're worrying all the time.
Yeah, everybody says to me, don't you ever worry? I said, why do we have God to talk to? We turn our worries over to him, and he sends us solutions. And then it's up to us to pick and choose and use those solutions. That's the whole thing. No, I don't worry. Because when I go to sleep at night, I always say, okay, Father, I've done the best I can do. The rest is up to you. I'll pick it up in the morning, whatever you want me to do. And that's what I say. That's my nightly prayer.
I love it.
Yeah, it's simple. It's truthful. Because there's things I couldn't do today. No way could I do them. But if I turn them over to him and I'm supposed to do them, he'll find a way. He'll put them in front of me again.
Well, that's the thing. If we don't learn the lesson the first time, it comes back.
Yes, it does come back. If you don't get it the first time, they'll always give it to you again.
And everything that comes our way is a learning opportunity, isn't it?
That is correct. People say, why did this happen to me? I said, what's wrong with you? Obviously, there's an opportunity there and something that once you learn it, you'll be grateful. I mean, I don't understand that. I grew up on a farm, you know, where everything had a reason. Whatever, it had a reason. And one time we had a hailstorm. The hail was as big as golf balls. And this lady was walking home from the neighbors with a big wash tub, you know, one of those round wash tubs.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted it, but she said the only way she was going to get it home before a week or so was to carry it home. So she said to Olga, she said, I'll just carry it home. Well, she was about, I'd say a half a mile from home when this hailstorm hit. And she had to get under that wash tub to save her life.
Wow.
And she did. And you should have seen the bottom of that wash tub when the hailstorm was over. I mean, it saved her life.
Well, God was providing for her, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did. And nobody even had a little clue of it.
Mm.
I mean, neither one of the women had any clue of that.
Mm.
but she had it, and she was carrying it on her head. And when the, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen a hailstorm or not, but they come out of nowhere. And she looked up in the sky, and she went, oh, my God. So she stopped on the flat ground and got under the tub. And, of course, the tub was not usable when the hail got done with it.
Uh-huh.
But she was alive and well.
Uh-huh.
So there's always something different. You know, it's an odd thing, but it's only going to happen once in a lifetime. And what did you learn from it?
Right, right.
Yeah. So I know there's many experiences that people have, and they wonder why. And if they really look at the experience as a learning experience, they can either help somebody later in life or they can help themselves in some way. It's a good thing to know for them.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. that's something that I think is another important thing that you just said, and that is about helping somebody else with the lesson that you've learned. Because we're not in this life just for ourselves.
No.
We serve no purpose unless we help each other.
Well, when we're on the phone, I'm helping people the best I can. And when people come for a retreat, I give them, one guy said, you're so incredible, and here you are giving me these books and things. And I said, because I want you, in 3 days, you could not possibly retain all these things. And these books I'm giving you that I have written, I'm giving them to you so that you can go to them anytime you wish and refresh your memory and share it with somebody. So, you know, I have a CD for sleeping, and that CD, I played it ever since I made it, which was right after I was stabbed this last time. And my husband listens to it at night. We go to bed, we listen to that CD, and we're healthy. We don't take medicine. We don't do anything because the CD, I channeled it, and the CD was channeled. Honest to God, I channeled that CD and wrote it out from the channeling, and I wouldn't change one word in any sentence. And people have bought it, and when I had it on a cassette tape, people would wear them out. And they would call up and order another one. Now it's on a CD, so it'll probably last forever.
Well, that,
that's good. That's good.
That will stand the test of time. And I think that's a real testament when you say you wouldn't change a word of it. And that's the beauty of channeling. When you channel
mm-hmm.
something that's pure truth, it just speaks to you all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, let's get back to the phone lines. We've had more people calling in. I'm going to area code 312, and what is your name, please?
Oh, my name's Karen, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. How are you tonight?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Say hello to Ada Marie.
Oh, hi, Ada Marie. How are you?
Hi, Karen. Do you have a question?
Hello. Yes, ma'am. My question is, do you see romance for me this spring or summer?
Pardon?
Do you see
do
romance?
I what?
Do you see romance or summer?
I'm not getting that word.
Romance. Romance.
Oh, romance.
Yep.
Romance. Okay. For you? Are you asking for
yes.
yourself?
Yes. For myself.
Yes. Yes. Long about, I would say shortly after the 4th of July, you might be really, really surprised. And happily so.
Oh, okay.
So whatever you're doing around the beginning of July might be very interesting for you. And this won't be something you're expecting to see. You're not going anywhere with the idea you're going to see it. It just shows up.
Oh.
In other words, you're not even thinking about it when it shows up.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it will show up. And it'll be nice. You'll just know. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
The knowing is
Do
what's
know
important.
The... Yes.
No, you don't know the person.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank
okay,
you.
Good.
Thank you.
And I don't know if you were listening earlier, Karen, but Ada Marie and I were talking about the importance of knowing it, not hoping it, knowing it to come to pass.
Yeah. Hold the knowing.
Okay. I will.
All right, Karen.
If I were you, I'd write a description of the kind of relationship, the person you want, you know, the kindness, the joy, the sharing of things, and the harmony and the peace that you want in your relationship. That's a good thing to do.
Okay.
And it'll make it more powerful. Okay.
All right.
Good.
I will. I will do that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Good night, Karen. Okay, this next phone number looks familiar. Area code 520. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Lisa. You're welcome. Say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi, that 520 is my own zip code. I'm in Oracle.
Oh, I know Oracle very well. I'm in the Tucson area.
Okay. And what can I do for you today?
Well, I wonder what energy you're picking up around the relationship I'm involved in. Do you see that as going in growing into a healthy relationship?
Honey, I have to say this because I have to give you the truth. It's not going anywhere.
Okay. No, I appreciate the truth. I do.
And it's not going anywhere. Things are going on that you're not privileged to.
That I'm not privileged to?
Yeah, that you don't know about.
Like,
I can't recite them. I can only tell you that it's not the right relationship for you, but the right one is going to show up around fall, just right around September.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. It'll be a happy one.
Well, I do want to be happy. I do want to be happy, for sure.
Yeah. And that would be a different kind of person, a nicer person.
Oh, okay. So you're seeing cheating going on?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your honesty.
Well, I don't have anything else to offer.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for Lisa.
Thank you.
And thanks for
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the news in a sober manner.
Well, you know, can't control other people for sure. Only control
No,
self.
And that's an important lesson for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
you. You're really a nice person. You wouldn't, when you give your word, it's good.
Yeah, that's the thing. I know I am nice. I know I am.
Right.
So I am holding the knowing, and I'm holding the serenity, and it's just, sometimes it's hard.
It is hard. If you ever get up to Oracle, give me a call.
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Lisa. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Blessings to you. Yeah.
Blessings.
God bless you, honey.
Well, you tell it like it is, Ada Marie.
It just comes out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hear it when you hear it.
Yep. Well, that's the way it goes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, our next caller is area code 617. What is your name, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Annette.
Annette, I thought it was you. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing well, too. Thanks
Good.
For calling. Say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada Marie. How are you?
I'm good, Annette, and you are good, too. You look very nice tonight.
Well,
very, very peaceful.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, my question is in regards to a friend, a male friend that surprised me with being very open and honest with me in regards to the type of person he is. And it's taken me back a little bit. No, it's taken me back a lot. And I'm not sure.
Yeah, I would
if
say
I,
it has.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I want to continue to be
don't.
His friend. Okay.
Don't. The answer is no.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And you'll be happy when you've got that taken care of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I bless
right.
you.
Thank you. That was just straight to the point.
It was, wasn't it, Annette? Ada Marie doesn't pull any punches.
No,
well,
she does not.
Actually, that's the answer comes through me. Mm-hmm. I'm receiving it. It's coming through me.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes, it comes out of my mouth, and I it would be terrible if I stopped it and ruined your life.
That's true.
You know, that wouldn't be good.
No.
So if you want to call for a counseling, you can do that, you know. You have my number, 520-896-9510. You can call.
Okay.
But you got the truth. And
mm-hmm.
that's what's important to me, because I heard it.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
So.
It is the truth. And I think the thing that I struggle with, and I don't know why I struggle with this, is that I'm monogamous. And
right.
It almost troubles me. That I am.
Don't be troubled with it. Be grateful.
Yes.
Be grateful you are.
Yes.
You know?
It
saves you lots and lots of troubles.
That's true. But I feel like I'm standing on the inside looking out and watching.
No,
and
you're
saying,
not.
Wow, they're having fun.
The right person will come along. The right,
right.
person will come into your life. Within a year. Now, take the date today, and within a year today, you will be able to know that person somewhere in that period of time, and you'll be glad
wow.
you waited.
Yes. Yes.
And
okay.
just as an aside to Ada Marie, don't be troubled by the electronic lady counting us
okay.
down. I had the show scheduled for an hour, which means nobody can call in after 1 minute from now, but we're still live.
Okay.
Okay. Was
okay.
there anything
right.
else
Thank
you wanted
you.
To say? Okay, Annette, you're welcome.
Yeah. Thank
God
you.
Bless
Many blessings
him.
To you. God bless. Thank you, Ada Marie.
Bless you.
All righty.
Thank
yeah.
you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is area code 858. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Anne. Hello, Ava Marie. Hello? Hello, Ava
Hello.
Marie. My name is Anne.
Hi. Okay, Anne, what is your question here?
My question, do you see like a substantial long-term love relationship for me in the future? It's not meant to be.
Honey, that relationship is holding. that relationship is holding, just waiting for you, but you haven't been in the right place at the right time, so to speak. But when you two meet, it'll be very happy, and it should happen before midsummer, like it should happen before the end of July.
Do I know this person or someone that I never met before?
I think you know the person you're going to meet him through. I don't think you really know the person. I think you know well the person you're going to meet him through. You know what I mean?
No.
You may be,
all my friends are married.
Someplace, well, you may be someplace and stop for coffee or something, or you may be in a store and he shows up with another person.
Mm.
Not because he don't know you either, but the other person knows you.
Okay. So you think this one will be like lasting relationship?
It will be if you find that you are really compatible. In other words, that there's a great intense energy there of love and light.
Oh,
that's what
I
you want,
so.
Love and light.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
Don't be disappointed. You put yourself down too much. You've got to put yourself in the mirror, the person that you really are, that you want to be, that wonderful, kind, insightful person that everybody enjoys visiting with and talking to. And get that fear out of your head, because you are wonderful.
Thank
and you.
You
are like... And you do like to be funny. I mean, you can be really funny. That's one of the things you have going for you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Take good care, Anne.
Thank you, and you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, God bless.
God bless both of you.
She's sweet.
She is sweet.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
She needs to realize that.
Well, she does. She's sweet, but people take advantage of her sweetness, so she's kind of pulling back.
Yes.
But if she stands up to him, she'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, this is me, this is how I am, and... Get behind me, Satan. I don't need people who aren't kind and light and loving.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, well, no, I'm not going to say it. Anne is not live anymore. I'm going to make a comment to her and maybe bring her back on, but it wouldn't be appropriate. So we'll go on to the next caller, which is area code 504. And you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, thank you. My name is Deborah. Nice
Hi,
to
Deborah.
Meet y'all. Hi.
Nice to
thank
meet
you. Thank you. And Ada Marie,
you're
hello.
Welcome.
Hello,
thank
and thank you for coming.
Yeah.
What is your question, Deborah?
My question is, I am living with my boyfriend right now, a long-term boyfriend, but it was a temporary situation. Someone's in my apartment. But I want to get a house because my mother is not doing good right now, and I'm going to have to take care of her. So I was wondering if you see that happening and if my boyfriend will come with us or it's just
no,
confusing.
He won't go with.
He will not?
No.
Okay.
And you'll
well,
be much happier when you get a house.
Oh, okay.
You'll be much happier.
Okay.
Okay.
And, I need to take care of my mom. I know that.
Right.
Will we still stay together?
Well, it's kind of iffy, and you might find it much easier to just go and be with your mom and then meet a relationship that is insightful and unselfish. People who can't stand to live around other people are very often selfish themselves.
Yeah.
So they're not going to want to share you. Does
yeah,
that make
he
sense?
Can be. Yes, it does. He's very possessive, but he
right.
lives with his brother too. So it's kind of like it's too tight where we're staying. It's fine for right now, but I do. I've never bought a house. It's all this is new and scary, and she got sick.
But when you get in the house with your mother, and you change the relationship, and a new relationship comes into you, you will be happy, and it will be wonderful.
Wow. Okay. Do you know when that'll be, or
sometime in the late spring. Like maybe
wow.
the end of May or the beginning of
okay.
June.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I care, but he just won't move. I know he cares about me, but he's stuck.
No. Don't go there. He cares for himself.
Oh, wow.
Right,
okay.
David?
Really?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Do you see that my mom gets better, too?
She will. She will.
Good.
When you're there and you're talking and visiting, she'll get better.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, she just discovered. She's been kind of nutty, and then she discovered she had a tumor. It's not cancerous, but it really did scare us all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In her brain.
She's going to be okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. He is selfish. He is.
Okay. Good.
He is. I mean, yeah, it'll be better for me. I agree. It's just a big change.
It is, but sometimes change is wonderful.
Okay.
It opens up the world to you.
Okay. Jeez,
okay.
I appreciate everything. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful, wonderful time.
You too. Thanks so much.
Take
you
care,
will.
Deborah.
Thanks.
Best wishes to you.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Okay.
We have two more callers.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 678, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Maddie. Hi, David. Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi. Ada, I don't have a specific question. Is that okay? Just a general?
Okay. We'll ask a general question.
Ask a general question? Okay.
Well, whatever question. You got to have something you want to talk about.
Money. That's always want more money.
Are you working?
I do a little work, yes.
Well, that's good.
I freelance. I put it that way. I freelance.
Oh, Are you an artist or a writer?
No. Well, I guess I could be an artist if I would put myself, step out and be, I would love, if anything, I would be, I don't know. My astrologer told me years ago that I was a makeup artist, but I never stepped out and, did anything about it. I did go to esthetician, skincare, hair. But I don't know, I kind of like, kind of held myself back with my own issues.
Mm-hmm. So what is your question?
My question is, do you see my financial situation getting better?
It's only going to get better when you buckle down to make it better.
Yeah.
You kind of waved it back and forth. So when you buckle down, take something seriously and make it work, you'll do very well. Very well.
Thank you.
So money shouldn't be a problem. But you got to pick out which one of those things you're going to do.
What is my guys? Are my guys? What are my guys? My guides saying, makeup artist or writer?
Makeup artist.
Okay. Okay.
You can do both, actually.
Uh-huh. Wow, I like that.
But the money is in the makeup artist.
Yes. Yes.
Writing is a tricky business these days. There are so many people writing books.
Yeah.
It is a real daunting field to get into.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There are
a
lot of people writing books. You're so right.
The thing is, I mean, I don't want to discourage you about it, because if it's something that you feel a calling to do, by all means, you should do it. I'm just saying that it is, there are very, very few people that are published traditionally. However, it's easy to get a book out because you can self-publish. There are so many different publishers out there that will do that for you. So if you feel you have a message to get out, by all means, do it. I'm just saying that the chances of you making money at that, as opposed to the makeup artist Ada Marie was talking about, are very slim, you know?
And now, with publishing a book, even if you have a good publisher, it takes a lot of money to get it out there for people to find it.
Yeah, you have to hire a publicist,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
That is lots of money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as a makeup artist, you're actually wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's something your whole heart is in.
Okay.
So I would
yes.
recommend that to stay there. Yeah, you are.
So that would be my way of helping women feel good about themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Okay.
All right. And you say I would.
Well,
do
you
very
have a
good.
Good.
I will. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you are. So.
Thank
you're,
you.
You're welcome.
Uh huh.
Well, thanks for calling,
weekend.
Maddie.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, David.
Oh, you're
time.
Welcome. God bless you.
Yeah. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. You're welcome.
You're welcome, and God bless.
Okay. Let's go to our last caller. It's area code 845, and you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi. My name is Shalina.
Shalina?
Lena.
Alina, oh.
Right. I call it from New York. Thank you for taking me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask if
question,
she's
Alina?
Going to travel with my daughter about work.
You have a what?
She's going to be traveling with my daughter for work.
You're going to be traveling with your daughter for work?
Yes, my daughter get a job. I'm going to go together with my daughter.
You want to know if that's going to happen?
Right, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, the opportunity for a job is not as healthy looking as it could be, but your opportunity being you, because you're very, very insightful and pleasant, You could get a job, but not as easy as you could back where you were.
I see.
But you're very likable and you're nice and you have a great smile. So yes, you might just have to work a little longer at it, you know.
I see.
Because you've got qualifications, so that's good.
Your sister is going to go in Italy soon.
Pardon?
She's going to go to Italy soon.
To Italy?
Are you going to go?
Yes.
Well, I think you will. Are you going to stay there?
No, just a visit.
Okay. Well, don't be surprised if you end up in a year or two going back to stay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it'd be interesting. It looks like it.
That's a good book.
Yeah. That might be something unexpected, but it's in the offering.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome, honey. Have a wonderful, wonderful trip and people.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Good night. Okay.
Good night,
bless
Elena.
You.
God bless.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
That is wonderful. Italy is a wonderful place to go. I've been there myself. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be very surprised how happy she'll be there.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
that's
everybody.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
You think we did a good job?
I think we did a great job, and I thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Well, I'm happy to work with you. I like it.
I like it,
you.
Too.
Okay.
Okay, so well, let's close. And let's.
Okay, and say goodnight, and call me when you need me.
I will, honey. Yep.
Okay.
I've got a spot saved for you, and I'll call you about that next week.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right.
And you have a wonderful weekend, and you know, let things be fabulous in your life.
Thank you. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, you too.
Okay. I am, and I will.
Okay, I love it.
Okay. I love you.
Love you, hon. Take good care.
Okay, and you too.
Okay.
Very good care.
Okay? God bless.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
Thank you. So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, good night and God bless.